Help support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps your bank information private when shopping online. Take control of your subscriptions and other recurring payments, plus pause and close privacy cards at any time. And get $5 right now to try the service at collision.live/privacy.
Well, our next guest is here. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thanks.
Can you please introduce yourself for us?
So my name's Michael Cruz. I'm with chumaround.com.
Okay. And what is that?
And we are a platform, a web-based platform that connects travelers with locals that live in cities so the locals can show them around the city.
Okay.
So we're rather new. We're about 5 months old, but we're growing fast. We have 6,500 locals in the 100 biggest cities in America. We're growing in Europe, and now we're in Asia. And I know we're in Canada today. We're starting to grow here. We just launched a few weeks ago in Toronto.
Okay.
And I think over the next few months, we'll have most of the major cities in Canada as part of our program.
Where is your base from?
So we're based in Orlando. I spend a lot of time traveling. I do spend a lot of time in Europe as well.
I mean, I'm moving to Orlando, so we're all in Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good place.
It is. So is this for like short-term excursions, like during the day? Is this for long-term?
So the first thing that you might think of when you think of something like this is a tour guide. And
sure.
What I tell people is chum around and local hosts are not... They're everything a tour guide isn't. So if you were to go to a city and you were to walk around the tour guide, you would have a scripted tour.
Yeah.
Things that they're going to tell you, this, you know, here's a history or here's a place. With Chumaround, you're connecting with people that are like you before you step foot on a plane so that you two can create an experience for you when you arrive in the city based on your interest.
Oh, okay.
So if you're going to be moving to Orlando, for example, and you have certain interests, maybe media interests, you might go on the platform and connect with someone with similar interests. And you might be able to attend events or do things with that person within that field of interest that you have. So you're connecting with like-minded people to do the things that you love to do versus just hopping on a tour bus somewhere. So we're growing pretty quickly, actually.
So non-scripted.
It's unscripted. Yeah. It's curated based on what your interests are and the other person's interests. So when you, for example, in Orlando, we have 50 locals, or actually maybe more than that now, but every local has different interests. So you're going to be able to go in and see what their interests are and actually write people and say, hey, I'm here. I see that you're a local host on Chumaround. Would you like to connect? I'd love to see the city and the things that truly interest you and the other person.
Yeah. And you get like a little bit more of an experience that way. You're not just doing all the touristy things.
So it's called, you have traditional travel where you're actually traveling somewhere. You might see things and do things and take pictures, share them on Facebook or whatever. But at the end of your vacation, you may not have really experienced the heart and soul of the city. Uh-huh. So there's another form of travel called experiential travel, where you're actually going out and you're experiencing the culture, the food, the people, and you immerse yourself in, they call it immerse yourself in the local culture of a city.
Sure.
So you're doing things you love to do. That's the most important thing. And the reason I say that is because I actually travel a lot, and I'm not the guy, honestly, I don't like to sit on a tour bus. I don't like to be the guy who's looking out the window and taking pictures. I like to be the guy that's out there meeting people and networking with people. And yeah, I love it. I love what we've created. And I honestly think it's going to be, it's going to help make the world a better place. It's the other thing I really like about our platform is that we support local communities. So if you're a local in any city in the world, your city has a story. Your city has a history. Your city has places that you can show people. It just doesn't have to be certain places that a tour guide might show people that you can help them with. So no matter who you are, where you're at, we would love to have you as a local host on Chumaround. It's free for you to sign up. It's free for you to create a listing page on Chumaround. You can show people around for free, or you can charge an hourly rate for your time. So, yeah, that's it. Any questions?
So if, for say, you and I both had an interest in architecture...
Okay.
Right? And I came to your city, you could show me interesting architecture. Like, Miami's a great example of unique architecture, right? So we could actually go hang out and see.
Yeah, so
parts
you'll
of the
you'll
town
have
with a unique architecture,
or even for startups or something. I was just talking to a lady yesterday. I said, if you're in New York City, we have 150 people. We have actors, we have models, we have startup people, entrepreneurs. Connect with the people that you're like, and not only are you going to experience the city, but you're going to meet someone that's like you. You're going to be able to share knowledge together. You're going to be able to network within that community, for example, startups or community of people that like architecture within New York instead of just going on a tour.
Right.
So it's completely different.
Okay.
And I mean, I know you're going to have more questions and you can ask them, but I'm going to say you're probably thinking, well, there's other companies out there that are connecting people with locals, like Airbnb has experiences, and I love Airbnb. But what makes Charmaround different is that we actually are...
No, you're good.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was like, someone was waving at me. But what makes us different from Airbnb is everything's pre-scripted, and again, with Charmaround, everything's customized to who you are.
Yeah.
So what are your interests, for example? You're going to be going to Orlando.
I mean, I'm going to be starting as a software engineer. I'm interested in, obviously, production and stuff like this. I even play tennis. I mean, I just have a wide, you know.
Yeah. So you're going to actually be able to connect with people that are exactly like you. Find the best places to play tennis or connect with engineers. I know they have a lot of engineering, you know, meetings in Orlando and so forth. Then actually walk in the door with someone who has a network of people and just be introduced to them and build your network really quick. So are you just going on vacation? Or are you going?
No, I'll be moving there.
Yeah, so yeah. it would be perfect for you. Relocation's a big thing. It's not just for people traveling to another city for a short holiday. If you're relocating and you want to build a new network of friends quickly,
yeah,
it's a great way to do it.
That's what I was thinking. It would be great for moving to a new city.
Definitely.
Because that's finding friends is always the hardest thing when you go to a new city. So having something, a commonality.
I mean, one thing I'm nervous about.
Already makes it easy.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, it, you know, we can use it for travel. You can use it for relocation. You can use it even if you're traveling to a city that might be next to a city you grew up in. And, you know, there's so much to learn about cities that are just right next to us. We don't know every street. We don't know all the things that are going on in the city. So you can use it in so many different ways. And, again, it's free. It's free for you to sign up as a guest. It's free for you to sign up as a host. I made it entirely free. I had originally, when we started the company, I said, well, I think we should make this a subscription model. But I talked to a lot of other entrepreneurs, and I'm here, and I've talked to a lot of investors. And we changed the model to make it completely free. The only thing that we as a company charge people is if they want to upgrade their listing. To if you're a host and you want to, for example, be featured on the homepage or be featured in your city, then there's upgrade options that you have.
Okay.
And that's the only way we make money right now.
Okay.
And it's important for me because I want to grow the company as quickly as possible. So we're a startup. We want to grow and expand. So the most important thing for me and for Charmaround is to grow and to be in as many cities as possible. And not just in the USA or in Canada, but everywhere in the world. Because every city has things that people are places and things and people to meet and see and do. So every city has a story.
Yeah, definitely. I highly agree. I mean, we're here in Toronto. We've never been here before. This experience would just help us, you know, see what's around.
Yeah,
from a local with similar interests.
Right.
There's so many things that locals know. They know the best place to shop, to eat, to have fun. They know where the touristy places are. And if you were visiting for the first time, they could help you actually avoid problems that you might have as a tourist in Toronto. Yesterday I
rode to park and where not to park.
Where to park or even how to navigate the city. I had a local help me figure out how to use the bus system. I thought you actually had to beep your card at every bus stop and buy tickets, and she said no, you just do it once.
Yeah.
And these are the little nuggets of knowledge that locals know.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, we just asked the local yesterday what the gas here what the deal with the gas.
Yeah, because all the prices are 3 digits .9 for gas, and we're like,
in America we don't have that.
That's too many numbers. How much?
Why
is
it
gas?
$130?
How much is gas? They're like, no, it's in cents. Oh. I wouldn't necessarily come up with that because there's a decimal point in it, which threw us off.
Yeah, whereas in your platform, we would easily have that answer just by talking to him the first time.
Just as part of our conversation while we're in an area.
Oh, by the way, this is different. Oh.
And what's really interesting in what you just said is, a lot of people don't understand that even as a local, you every day you're going through certain things that you just know. But you could literally sign up and be a local host and just share the things that you know with people that are visiting your city. Not only share those things, but suddenly you're making new friendships with people from other parts of the world or maybe people in a city that is next to you. Yeah, so there's a lot that people can do with the Chumaran platform.
Yeah, it sounds robust. So as an alpha, where in the process are you?
So we're 5 months into it. We're growing really fast. Okay. Like I was saying, we have 6,500 hosts. We're in the 100 biggest cities in the USA. We're in Europe, and we're now in Asia. And I just talked to someone. Actually, I've talked to quite a few investors, and they said, you need to grow this as quickly as possible and be available in as many cities as possible. He said there's a lot of big companies out there that might love your idea, so you better get it going. So we actually sat down with some people on my team, and we're talking about expanding quickly into Canada, South America. I met with a lot of people yesterday, and they're like, whoa, we love what you have.
Yeah.
But are you in Jamaica? And we're not in Jamaica yet. And I'm like, just for you, we're going to get Jamaica.
Yeah, we're working on it.
We're working on that. We're going to get it done. Really
Don't
quick.
Worry. It'll be here soon.
But there's just so many places, cities that people can visit. So it's gonna be a while before we're everywhere. Where are we as a company? So we would be moving into a seed round. So we have a platform. It's responsive. It works on every mobile device in the world. But I want to take it to the next level where we actually have an app that goes with it where the booking process is a little bit easier for the people that are booking. So you can still make a booking easily on your phone, but it's a little bit easier with an app.
Sure, sure. So native's always easier than...
So that's where we are. We're at the seed level. Okay. So we'll be moving from pre-seed to seed. I did all the financing for the pre-seed myself, and we will be looking for investors for the next level.
Very cool. And what was your goal here?
You know, after I made this, the Chumaran platform, it took me almost 3 years to make it. And I said to the team, I said, you know what? There's a startup conference or there's a tech conference in Canada. Let's just go and check it out. So for me, I do everything in stages. I've actually never attended an event like this, but I'll say, but boom, it was amazing. I met some really amazing people. Every single person I talk to is an entrepreneur, and I love it. You know, talking about meeting locals, meeting all the people here that share, you know.
They are like-minded individuals
they're
like
They're
you.
Just like yeah. me, and there's just so many things that we have in common, and I love being here. So that's why we came here, just to feel it out, to do some networking. So we had a booth yesterday, and I stood up all day long. We were here at like 7 in the morning setting up the booth, and we left at like 8 o'clock at night. Met so many interesting people and had so many interesting conversations, from startups like us to people that went through the process, you know, from alpha to beta to growth and onward. In addition to that, we were meeting just investors. And it was funny to me because we had some investors. They were just walking up there. Things were like this. And then they would, you know, I was doing my presentation and talking to them. And then it's like, oh, by the way,
I'm an investor.
I'm the CTO with TripAdvisor Experiences, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah, that really happened to me yesterday.
Okay.
You know?
That's exciting.
He's like, by the way, this is me. We're just checking you out. So he actually went through our entire platform. He signed up, and they were asking me, they said, he was with another person. He's like, are you in South Korea? I'm like, yeah, we actually started Seoul about 5 weeks ago. And they went, and they're looking, and like, wow, you have like 60 hosts. They were really excited about it.
That's awesome.
So I met, you know, with a guy from TripAdvisor. There was a media guy from South Korea. And, you know, my point is we were making a lot of connections.
Super cool.
Being here. This is a really great event.
Isn't it?
And I'm excited to go to the new one that's coming up in Lisbon.
Yeah, Web Summit?
Web Summit November. They said there's going to be 60,000, 70,000 people.
Largest tech conference in Europe.
Yep.
Is Web Summit.
Is it Europe or the world?
In Europe.
Okay. I don't know what the largest one in the world is.
CES.
Okay.
It's the largest trade show of any type in the world.
And when is that one?
January in Las Vegas. 250,000 people.
Okay, I guess I'm going to Las Vegas.
Well, good. We will see you there. If people want to find out more about the platform, see what the cities that are available, how can they do that?
So you can go right to chumaround.com, and you can see a list of the cities that we have. We have featured cities at the bottom of the platform. We have a 100-page user's guide if you have any questions. We have live chat if you want to talk to someone. And again, it's free. It's free for both the guests and the host to sign up anywhere in the world.
Love
so
it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for coming and talking to us today.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
And have a great rest of the conference.
Thank you. It was nice meeting you guys.
You too.